the other side of the wall. A high fence was visible through the front door. It was raining heavily outside.
I hate the smell in here. Who's going to get us out of here?
It's roses. Some people like it. Hannibal smirked out of disgust.
Who's going to get us out of here? He repeated. It's not going to be the wimp, right?
I will. Don't worry. I'm keeping the wimp away from this. Let's move on. We'll need the others when we're out of here.
I want to know who. Do I know him?
You know the fox. You don't need to know anybody else. Let's go, before it's too late. It's 6:30 and we have an hour and a half to be on the safe side.
Chapter 1. 7 years earlier. Police Commissioner Sense's office wasn't one of the most spacious and welcoming of rooms. Little sunshine entered the room through the window that dim morning. Despite the time of the day, the blue neon light was already on and its buzzing filled the room. For Claps, being there, sitting in front of Sense's desk, was important. It was an achievement. This was the first time that he had called him to request his help as a criminologist, an expert in violent behaviour and horrific crimes. Most importantly, Sensei himself had called him. He was the big cheese, the man who always dealt with the most difficult cases. Sensei was destined to move to the larger, more welcoming office that belonged to the chief of police. Important stuff, not to be missed. Sensei had welcomed Claps a little coldly, defying Claps's expectations. He had shaken his hand abruptly, then pointed to the armchair to invite him to take a seat.
Laura Mintz, 28 years old, Sensei said in a flat tone, getting straight to the point. She had been missing for 24 hours when her body was found yesterday morning. They found it in a pit along the national motorway to Lecco.
A short pause.
I trust you know all this already. The media have been talking.
Claps nodded slightly. He remained silent, his head low. He waited for Sensei to carry on talking.
The corpse displayed 22 stab wounds. Only one of them was fatal. The autopsy has revealed evidence of sexual abuse. She died around 3 a.m. The body was found at 6:30 a.m. by somebody who had stopped at the edge of the road because of a puncture. The victim...
Sensei stopped suddenly. He was chasing his own thoughts. Then a few seconds later, he carried on talking as though he had been waiting to say something for a long time.
Mr. Claps, I want to be absolutely honest with you, Sensei said,
and then he took his glasses off. He searched Claps's eyes unsuccessfully.
I couldn't avoid calling you over this. I was urged to ask for your help as a priority. I have to tell you, though, that I'm a little skeptical. It sounds like you're straight from one of those American TV series. I don't know how you can actually be of help to us. No offence.
No direct help, of course, Claps replied, speaking very clearly, with absolute calm. He was accustomed to the diffidence of his colleagues, especially those who were used to working hands-on on cases. I can help to analyse the behaviour of the potential culprit. If there are enough details, I can sketch a profile too. Claps raised his eyes and locked them on Sensei.
I could give you more details about the potential murderer, and you'd then be able to narrow your search focus. That is my job.
Sensei looked at Claps in silence for a while.
If you think that could be of any help, that is, Claps added after a few seconds. Nobody likes wasting their time. No offence.
Sensei leant back in his armchair. A few more moments of silence.
Very well, Mr. Claps, he said eventually, a little doubtfully. Surprise me. Do you have an idea of who the culprit could be?
I don't have enough information yet.
Fair enough, Sensei replied. I'm sure you've read in the newspapers most of what I told you today anyway. I'll tell you a little more. To start off with, the murderer...
This time Claps interrupted Sensei.
I'd rather you told me about the victim first, please.
Sensei glared at Claps.